The lead singer of the opening song on the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou has died. James Carter was 77 years old. In 1959, Carter was serving time at the Mississippi State Penitentiary in Parchman when folk music collector Alan Lomax recorded this version of Poe Lazarus. Carter and his fellow inmates sang while they worked.
The convicts were singing it when I got there. They probably had been singing it years before I got there.
James Carter was born in 1926, the son of sharecroppers in Sunflower, Mississippi. He ran away from home at 13 and joined the Marines at 18, serving in World War II. Back in Mississippi, he got into trouble with the law. After serving the last of four terms in prison, James Carter left Mississippi for good. He started a family in Chicago and began a new life. His three daughters didn't know about their father's criminal history. Decades later, when music producer T-Bone Burnett heard the four-minute recording of the some 50 inmates singing to keep up morale as they worked hard labor under whip and gun, it captured his imagination. The recording had been in Alan Lomax's archives in New York. It was the first song put on the soundtrack for the Coen Brothers' 2000 movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, a fantastical story of escaped prisoners set in the Depression-era South. The Oh Brother soundtrack took nearly everyone by surprise when it became a blockbuster hit. It won five Grammys, including Album of the Year, reached number one on the Billboard music charts, and had sold more than 5 million copies when Lomax's organization finally tracked down James Carter to give him his share of the album's success. Using prison records, Social Security information, and property records, they found his wife running a storefront church in Chicago. Early last year, Lomax's daughter went to Carter's home and presented him with a $20,000 royalty check. A week later, he boarded an airplane for the first time and attended the Grammy Awards. Carter said he didn't remember singing the song on that September day. In fact, he said after being paroled in 1967, he stopped singing altogether. But thrust into the spotlight more than 50 years later, he took it all in stride.
I'm proud of it now, because it gave me a piece of money I wouldn't have had if I hadn't sung. It put a smile on my family's face. That's the big thing.
James Carter died last month in a hospital outside Chicago after suffering a massive stroke. A memorial service will be held today.